Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. Boy, do we have a good show for you today. We're going to talk about the wonders of lifelong learning and the written word. We're going to open up the show today with Kelly Baritska and Judy Beck about the OLLI Lifelong Learning Center at Yavapai College. Then after the news break with Link, we will talk with local writer Elaine Jordan. Elaine is one of several professional local writers I'm going to be having on this show over the next several weeks, and each has their own story to tell about what they're writing, their writing influences, the struggles of getting published, and I think you'll find that really interesting. It's a little bit of a local angle against the nationally published authors you hear all the time that I interview in the morning and play back in the afternoon. This will give you more of a kind of a local slant on that. Hey, there's some great entertainment coming your way, big things coming to the Prescott Elks Theater. Tonight on the big screen, you can enjoy Meryl Streep and Robert Redford in the Oscar-winning Out of Africa. Then Friday, it's Slow Hand, the Eric Clapton tribute. This Sunday, it's the rescheduled concert for the great J.D. Souther, the Hall of Fame songwriter for the Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, James Taylor, who had a best-selling hit of his own, a song called You're Only Lonely, that held the number one chart, or number one slot on the adult contemporary chart for 5 weeks in 1979. He can still sing, too. He will take the stage at the Elks Sunday at 7 p.m., and in the interview that I did with him a few weeks ago, he promised he'll get to all his hits that he wrote and co-wrote. And by the way, those hits, they pretty much established the Southern California easy rock sound. Then on Friday, the 24th of August, at the Elks, it's our friend Mike Vax. He brings his great American jazz band for a tribute to the New Orleans sound of Louis Armstrong, Al Hurt, Pete Fountain, so many other Big Easy greats. Then, mark your calendars for this one, the last day of August, when the Prescott leg of Vuela Tour 2018 takes the stage with sensational French performers, including Gaël Boussuel, who rocked the house last year when Vuela Tour was here. She opened, by the way, for Ringo Starr just a few months ago in Paris, along with local favorites the Cheek Tones, Tom and Krista Agostino, and Sugar and the Mint. That is coming up August 31st. Get your tickets for these Elks Theater events by calling 777-1370 or going online to PrescottElksTheater.com. If you're going tonight for the movie to see Out of Africa, pretty much pay whatever you feel. So they are real good about that. Now, you've heard dozens of those nationally known authors of new books on Q&A. We'll hear another one after the news break today with Link, as Elaine Jordan will be in the house. In the meantime, we've got Kelly Baritska and Judy Beck in the bullpen, ready to step in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Release yourself back into the wild with the all-new 2018 Subaru Outback. Outback is designed with features important to you, from comfort to cargo space to the latest technology and leading-edge safety features. Standard roof rails with integrated crossbars provide additional cargo carrying capability and can fold away when not in use. You get the versatility of hauling kayaks, bikes, skis, and cargo on your adventures without the added wind noise or reduced fuel efficiency on your daily commute. Come in during the Subaru A Lot to Love event and head out on your first adventure. Right now at Findlay Subaru Press, Basket. For a limited time, lease the newly redesigned 2018 Outback for $249 a month for 36 months or get 0% financing. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop online anytime at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900. For well-qualified buyers, now through September 4th, 2018, lease a new 2018 Outback for $249 per month on the 36-month lease. Standard 2.5i model code JDB-01. $1,749 due at lease signing. Zero security deposit.
As the first woman to fly a fighter jet in combat, Martha McSally took the fight to terrorists to keep America safe. Now McSally is deployed to D.C., fighting to pass President Trump's plan to secure our border and stop illegal immigration. Here's Martha McSally.
As chair of the Border Committee, I passed a law to fast-track veterans for border jobs. Now I'm working with President Trump to secure our border and keep Arizona families safe.
My friend Martha McSally, she's the real deal. She's tough.
But there's more to do. As your senator, I'll crack down on sanctuary cities, enforce the law, build the wall, and give our border agents what they need to complete their mission.
Martha McSally, standing with President Trump to secure our border and ban sanctuary cities.
My friend Martha McSally, she's the real deal. She's tough.
I'm Martha McSally, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McSally for Senate Inc.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 208. We have Kelly Barritza. I kind of messed up the last name there before. Kelly Barritza, along with Judy Beck, they are representing OLLI. And Kelly, I'll have you break the ice. Tell us what OLLI is and is all about.
OLLI is an educational organization which offers classes and social interaction opportunities right on the Yavapai College campus. It is, a philanthropist actually funded the OLLI programs around the country. There are 116 of them affiliated with major universities. Both the University of Arizona and Arizona State have OLLI programs. Fortunately, we're one of only four in the country that are affiliated with community colleges.
And Judy, what is your role with OLLI?
Primarily, I just enjoy the things that OLLI offers, and I work with Kelly on the publicity committee.
And tell us about your background with OLLI. How'd you first get involved with it, Judy?
We were just summer visitors up here, and we found a brochure of having a test membership for the summer, and went to our first classes and fell in love.
And Kelly, tell us some basic background. What kinds of different topics can people learn about in the OLLI program?
Oh, there's so many. We have this session, we have everything from beginning watercolor painting to foreign affairs. Other options include laugh out loud movies, TED Talks for anyone that has watched those. We also have a class on Agatha Christie. So pretty much from art to history to current events, OLLI has it all.
And I would imagine, too, with the Agatha Christie topics, the butler never did it, right?
I'd say it was Mr. Plum in the library.
Yeah, there you go. So where are the, when and where are the OLLI classes held?
They are right on the Yavapai College campus. And I have to say, with the other 112 OLLI programs around the country, we enjoy having free parking. So the classes are 6 weeks long. Each class is 2 hours. And again, the thing to realize is that there are no tests and no homework. Learning's sake.
So give me a basic background about the people who take part, your students in the OLLI programs. What age group, what kinds of backgrounds do they come from?
Most of us are retired individuals. calls, but it's not a requirement. Our backgrounds are extremely varied. We have people that have done every kind of work, from manual work through professions like lawyers and doctors, and everyone in between.
And Kelly, how did you first become involved with OLLI?
I was aware of OLLI when I lived in Nebraska, and it was at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln, and I lived in Omaha. So when we moved down here and I found that OLLI had a program here, I was very delighted. I immediately signed up, and one of the really great things about OLLI, for anyone that's new to Prescott, is you have, in the last calendar year, we've had 1,000 students. So
wow.
You get the opportunity to meet new people and find people with common interests.
And I would imagine, too, because there's no pop quizzes, right? There's no tests, and, of course, no college credit either. So it is a fun learning environment, correct?
Exactly. And that's why, for people who are retired, it's a great opportunity. Another thing is it's peer-to-peer. And what we found is people facilitate classes based on the experiences they bring in. For instance, I do counseling for the Area Agency on Aging on Medicare, and I teach a two-hour class on New to Medicare. So anyone who has a skill set that they bring to Prescott with them, we would be happy to have them consider facilitating a class.
Now, with the different kinds of classes available and the fact that it's a much more relaxed atmosphere, I would imagine you get a lot of class student participation?
Oh, yes, particularly in classes like TED Talks or Foreign Affairs, where the opinions go from the extreme right to the extreme left, and it's really fun to try to identify between them what the middle of the road is.
Mm-hmm. And any offerings besides the six-week classes?
Yes, there are several offerings. One of them is we have special interest groups. There are a couple of classes for people interested in writing. They're not classes, they're groups. For the readers, there's a book club, normal books, regular fiction, nonfiction, and there's also a science fiction book club, Qatar. And for game people, there's bridge.
Hiking
is not a special interest.
Oh.
It's always a class.
Got it.
And then we have field trips, and in the near future, we'll be taking a field trip to Hacienda Farms and learning about how they make wine. There's going to be a trip down to Scottsdale to the Musical Instrument Museum.
Oh, that'd be cool. Okay.
Next year, there will be programs at Gamage that we'll be going to, the Broadway productions that they bring to Gamage.
Now, on your field trips, the students in the, you're taking a bus to the field trips, or do you drive your own way?
Vineyard tour at Hacienda is a little different. We're taking our own cars, but the other things are always on buses.
And the bus ride, the cost of the trip includes the bus trip down, we have a dinner, they take us to Gamage, they pick us back up again and drive us back home. So it's an all-in-one inclusive.
And on these field trips in the bus, they're not singing 99 bottles of beer on the wall, right?
We could always
start. You could never tell, right?
Flexible.
What kind of cost? Did we mention the cost already?
No. The cost is very reasonable. The full deal meal is $165. That's per year. It allows you to take four classes each session, and there are five sessions in a calendar year. Another option is $65, and then you pay $30 per class. And the last one is what Judy taught me. It's a try me option. It's $10, and you pay $30 per class, and it's just one session, but it allows you to dip your toe in the water.
And while you're there, can you tap your microphone just for a second, please? Okay, we're having some microphone issues here. I apologize for that. But we are talking with Judy Beck and Kelly Baritza about the wonderful OLLI program. Let me ask each of you what you've enjoyed most about your experience with OLLI. Judy?
I think probably the special interest group for bridge. My husband and I both enjoy playing bridge a great deal, and we've met some really great people at the bridge table.
Okay. Kelly?
I would say I've been very involved. I was on the governing council, and now I'm chair of the publicity committee. I also play in the bridge group with Judy and a lot of other wonderful people. But more than anything, when my husband and I moved here, we knew no one. So this has really been a great opportunity to make. I've made some really wonderful friends.
Now, I have to ask you, and there's, believe it or not, there's a reason for this question. You've heard of the actor Omar Sharif, right? Remember Lawrence of Arabia, Dr. Zhivago, things like that? There you are. When I was a kid, he and Charles Gorin used to write a nationally syndicated column because they were regarded as two of the world's great bridge players. Now, I'll have to ask you, Judy, you're the bridge player, right?
Both of us are.
Both of you are. What makes for a great bridge player?
Concentration. Risk-taking sometimes.
Anticipation, perhaps?
To some degree.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, bridge has a lot of bidding rules, and sometimes it's the courage to just go outside the box and really make your partner angry.
Yeah. I have to say, when it comes to bridge, that no one's a better card counter than you.
Oh, we have the card counters already. Well, you know, if you're a card counter, that keeps you out of a lot of casinos because they don't want you playing blackjack, right?
I don't know. I've never seen
Do either of you remember the old, the late night NBC talk show host Tom Snyder?
Yes, yes.
He had a wonderful late night show called Tomorrow, and he had a guy named Ken Houston and Amarillo Slim on his show one night, and they were talking about how they have made millions by playing blackjack in casinos by card counting at blackjack tables.
Now, and unfortunately, they don't have single decks.
Yeah.
Double decks.
Yeah, I'm sure they've probably taken steps to keep that from going on. Well, we thank Judy Beck and Kelly Baritza for joining us today. Tell us how people, is there a website people can go to learn more about OLLI?
Yes. You just Google OLLI, O-L-L-I, Prescott. That's one in order to find our website. But you can also call if you'd be interested in the catalog. And the phone number is 928-717-7634. Again, 928-717-7634 or Google OLLI Prescott.
And with now these classes, again, tell us where they're held.
Yavapai College, and our Fall 1 starts September 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So it's open for enrollment currently, but if you start late, you can enroll at any time.
Very good. That is Judy Beck and Kelly Baritza talking about OLLI at Yavapai College. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned because we're going to talk to Elaine Jordan about being a local writer and the professional writers of Prescott. That is coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
On July 18th, a hailstorm hit Prescott Lakes Parkway, and almost every vehicle at Lamb Chevrolet and Lamb Nissan was damaged. This is Ed Walsh for the Lamb Auto Group. While the damage to our inventory was severe, we planned ahead with excellent insurance that covers loss due to hail. We have put up a 3,000-square-foot tent and have brought in 20 hail repair experts from around the country to fix our inventory. If you have a hail-damaged vehicle, bring it to Lamb Chevrolet. Nearly all of the damage is fixable, although there might be a few dings or scratches left on some vehicles. We are now starting the process of disposing of all of our hail-damaged inventory. Our insurance reimbursement will be massive, and that money is being used to discount our cars and trucks to unprecedented levels. Hail sales are extremely rare in the car business, and now is your time to score a once-in-a-decade deal on a new or used vehicle. Our loss can be your gain. Vehicles with a ding or scratch left after repair will receive the biggest insurance reimbursement and will be discounted the most. Come visit us at Lamb Chevrolet and Lamb Nissan and save huge on a hail-damaged vehicle.
Hello, this is Judge Glenn Savona, your presiding Prescott Justice of the Peace, appointed by the Avoca County Board of Supervisors in 2016 after serving as Prescott City Prosecutor for 26 years. Having lived in Arizona for 39 years and in the Avoca County for almost 28, I consider myself an Arizona conservative with the Avoca County common sense. I am asking for your help. Please vote for Glenn Savona in the August election. Your vote will keep a judge with integrity and good character on the bench who has the necessary experience to get the job done right.
Paid for by Savona for Justice of the Peace, a self-funded campaign. GlennSavona.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 222. I think we have our microphone problem taken care of here. I apologize to Kelly and Judy for not hearing them fully. We'll have them back on sometime very soon. In the meantime, we have Elaine Jordan in the house. Elaine is one of the many very talented local professional writers of Prescott. And as I mentioned during the open, we're going to have quite a few of them on in the next couple of months because each has their own story. Of course, we all know somebody who always wanted to be a writer, and I guess it's like the old saying about the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, and you have to start somewhere when you're going to be a writer. So, Elaine Jordan, tell us how you got started writing.
Well, I came to it as a teacher. I was an English teacher, a high school English teacher, and had to read student writing, and I had to help people turn from being simple writers to being pretty good writers, and that inspired me after I left the profession to write as well. I don't know. I caught on. It was like catching a disease. I caught on to something I loved doing.
Sure. And I assume this started with a long-standing love affair with the written word and with the English language, right?
That's right. I was a reader, yes, from childhood. And I think in order for you, for anyone to be a writer, they need first to be a reader.
And when it comes to being a reader, I think people underestimate the importance of that. Now,
yes.
if there's one talent I have in this world, is I'm a very good speller. And the reason is because I've read so much, I simply recognize when something doesn't look right. Now, when it comes to things like English usage, composition, punctuation, things like this, that is where being a reader, I would imagine, really helps because you know on sight this just doesn't look right, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, that's right. And you can get a feel, too, from a good sentence.
Yeah.
It's something that's in your bones if you're a reader.
Very well said. So tell me about the book that you've published.
I wrote a memoir. It was published in 2012. And it's a memoir about my life as a minister of a small church here in Dewey. And all the people in it, and my life with my husband there. He was, he died while I was in ministry there. He had leukemia. So there's that stream as well as the life of the church and what that was like for me.
When you went through that with the death of your husband, obviously that creates an energy. It could be grief. It could be anger. It could be a lot of things. What kind of energy did that create in you as a writer? Did you feel the need to tell this story? Was it cathartic for you?
Yes. My writing is always cathartic for me. When I sit down to the keyboard and start to write, I learn things about my own thinking and what's going on in my head, what's going on in my feelings. because it comes out somehow in the writing on the page.
Now, there are people who have never written anything for publication who probably think that writers sit down and start typing a book and it, voila, there it is. Not so, is it?
No. It's a long and difficult process. For me, the writing of that memoir took about, I would say, 6 years. And I had to revise and revise and revise until it became something that I could be proud of. And then to find a publisher is another story of its own.
Oh, I can only imagine. Yes, that's got to be the toughest part, right?
Oh, yes, and the most boring, of course.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So what is it like dealing with publishers?
Well, first of all, you collect a lot of rejection letters, and that's mm-hmm. hard on the psyche.
Yep.
And then, of course, St. Martin's Press, for example, we talked on the phone. They said, oh, how much they liked the book and everything, and then did not publish it. Those kinds of disappointments are constant.
Now, I have to share something with you, which will sound similar to that. When I was in California, I took a screenwriting course from Sid Field, who was a noted script doctor. And he said, don't be surprised if when your first screenplay is submitted to a studio, if a studio head meets you in the elevator and says, I have to tell you, this is the finest screenplay I've ever read. And then 5 minutes later, he has somebody else on the elevator telling them the exact same thing. So you have to learn to kind of go with that flow, don't you?
Yes, you do. And it's quite an experience in maturity. You have to be able to pick yourself up, to be an adult about it, and to keep looking and to try to understand who is speaking and what they're really about.
You know, you mentioned the rejection letters. Several years ago, there was a book published. It was nothing but a writer's rejection letters, hundreds of them. And any writer, I think, could identify with that, correct?
Oh, yes, yes. Many people save theirs. I save only the ones full of praise.
Now, when you get a rejection letter, do they explain why they're rejected?
Sometimes, mm-hmm. but most often not. It doesn't fit into our list, and
Bingo.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah, because if they criticize it, I imagine that might get the writer a little bit perturbed. But by the same token, when they just say, this doesn't fit what we're doing, it kind of leaves you, you don't know where you went wrong, do you?
Yes, no. No, you don't get much help from rejection.
Mm-mm. Now, have you written anything besides books?
Yes, I have published those personal essays I mentioned earlier,
right.
stories. Mm-hmm. Or pieces about different experiences I've had. And a couple of my poems have been published, to my surprise.
Now, when I was a kid in school, all the poetry we did, it had to rhyme. So is that still the case with poetry?
No. No, it's more like you'd find in Walt Whitman or poems that don't sing and dance like rhyming poetry does, but more tell a story or express feelings, mm-hmm. and that the rhyming is not that necessary.
Sure. Tell me the difference, then, between a poem and a short story.
Oh, my goodness. A poem and a short story. Okay.
Is it the structure?
Yes. Yes, a short story has characters and dialogue and setting, and usually expresses the author's point of view about these things. And a poem, I think, is more more an expression of a poet's feelings about something.
Mm-hmm. Set to iambic pentameter, right?
Well,
sometimes.
Because that's how the English language is written.
Of course. So take me back to when you were a kid. What kinds of things were you reading?
Oh, I was reading Nancy Drew. I love those Nancy Drew stories. Mm-hmm. And I read constantly. We didn't have television. I'm very old. So in my day, we had the radio. And I listened to that, of course, and read. I can see myself sitting outside on the swing in the summers, reading and reading and reading. And, mm-hmm. and Nancy Drew comes to mind. I don't know what else. All the wonderful children's stories, Black Beauty and any novels that had wonderful settings and people.
And one of the great things about learning the writing art from radio instead of television, instead of being shown something, you're being talked to by storytellers, aren't
yes.
you?
Yes, yes.
You know, my hero has always been the longtime L.A. Dodgers sportscaster, Vin Scully, because he always said that he is always picturing himself speaking to one person, listening to the radio, and he tries to spin a web, to weave a story for them. And that's why his broadcasts were always half baseball, half English Lit 101.
Yes.
It was pretty amazing stuff.
And they were directed right at you.
There you are, very personally, yeah. So when you're sitting down to write a story or to write a book, do you start with the yellow tablet and a pen and start making notes?
Oh, what a question. Well, if I were going to write another book, it would be another memoir because I love to tell my own stories.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would make some kind of list of what I wanted to evoke, what I wanted to say, what I wanted to picture, and go through a bunch of photographs and make those connections to my life that I wanted to write about before I started writing.
We're talking with Elaine Jordan, one of the many talented local professional writers of Prescott. We're just getting started with Elaine. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes after the state and local news with Link on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at kqna.com.
James Roush here of Wallach of Oak Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach of Oak Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach of Oak Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 160209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
On August 18th, Yavapai College Performing Arts Center presents Sean Spicer, former press secretary to President Trump and author of The Briefing. He will share his feelings about the inner workings of Trump's White House. Join in the fun with a cocktail party theme and cash bar. Brought to you by the Republican Women of Prescott, the largest federated club in America, in Prescott since 1942. Proceeds fund RWAP's annual scholarship program. Best tickets are available at Yavapai College. Go to ycpac.com or at the box office. See you there.
For 2,000 years, we've defended life and cared for the poor. We built hospitals and orphanages and started the university system. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
This is Dr. Kelly Ward, and I approve this message. Well, we knew it would happen. The liberal establishment is attacking me with money from a rich San Francisco liberal who's given millions to Democrats. A leftist group is spreading lies about me. Why? Because liberals know I will build the wall, secure the border, and oppose sanctuary cities. I'll break the logjam in Washington that's stopping President Trump's agenda. My opponent, Martha McSally, won't change anything. That's why Mitch McConnell, lobbyists, and special interest groups want her to win. But it won't work. Trusted conservatives like Senator Rand Paul, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and Paul Gosar are uniting behind me, Dr. Kelly Ward. President Trump even said it was great to see me running. If you stand with President Trump, then stand with me now. Reject the establishment's attempt to buy this election. And join this winning team at kellyward.com. Paid for by Kelly Ward for Senate, Inc.
Whatever you say about the 2018 Finley Toyota Prescott Tacoma, you'll be asking yourself, why haven't I bought one sooner? With a front grille inspired by iconic Toyota trucks of the past, TRD-tuned Fox internal bypass shocks for better performance and control, and a TRD Pro skid plate to protect crucial underside components, the 2018 Tacoma can take you beyond points on the map. Lease an all-new 2018 SR 4x4 double cab for $259 a month or $1,000 cash back. And every new Toyota Tacoma comes with Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan, including roadside service for 2 years or 25,000 miles. Thank you for voting Findlay Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for Best Automotive Dealership. Findlay Toyota Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit must finance through Toyota Financial Services. Does not include tax, title, license, and $499 dock fees. Lease model $75.94 for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Security deposit waived. Offer expires 9/5/2018.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Flagstaff police say an armed robbery suspect remains at large after holding up a Circle K store.
Sergeant Corey Runge says the suspect entered the store at around 4 Tuesday morning, pulled a gun on the clerk, and demanded money.
The suspect then told the cashier that he had a grenade in his left hand when the cashier refused to provide him the cash.
Runge adds the guy then grabbed the cash register and fled.
It doesn't surprise me they're able to lift the cash register and run with it. But it is a little unusual that two weapons were threatened or displayed.
The suspect is described as a light-skinned white man wearing a black fleece hat, black jacket, and black and white skater shoes. A red bandana covered his face. This is Russ Edwards reporting.
The Central Yavapai Metropolitan Planning Organization Executive Board meets at 3 this afternoon to discuss future priorities for area roadways. ADOT District project priorities include Highway 89 to Glassford Hill and from Chino Valley to Paulden, and the widening of Highway 169 from Highway 69 to the communities of Cherry and Orme. Partially constructed projects include Glassford Hill Road in Prescott Valley and Highway 89 from Prescott Lakes Parkway to Willow Lake Road in Prescott. The Central Yavapai Metropolitan Planning Organization will be double-checking Prescott Valley's general plan in regards to the Great Western Boulevard project from Highway 69 to 89A. The executive board meeting will be held in the Yavapai County Administrative Services Building on Fair Street in Prescott. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather, monsoon storms expected off and on this week. After high of 85 today, expect an overnight low of 61 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 83 tomorrow and a high of 88 on Friday. 96 degrees today for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a low tonight of 67, a high on Thursday of 93, and a high on Friday of 98. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Imagine a place where style, elegance, and luxury come together, where you're treated with the best customer service, and excellence is the standard.
And it's affordable.
That's Findlay Buick in Prescott. Take the keys to a real driver's car, the 2018 Buick Regal Sportback, and save as much as $44.95.
Now just $27.5.
Save as much as $7,800 on the 2018 Buick Encore Preferred.
Now just $17,969.
The affordable and luxurious 2018 Buick Enclave Avener comes with 15% off MSRP.
That's savings up to $94.59.
Kelley Blue Book awarded Buick with the best value luxury brand. We guarantee to beat any Phoenix Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. Keep your tax dollars local, save money, and help support your community. Findlay GMC Buick Prescott at FindlayBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. Buick. Experience worry-free luxury.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 dock fees. See dealer for details and any restrictions. Stock numbers B39606, B39604, B40194. Expires 9/4/2018.
Democrats are running attack ads in the Republican primary against Martha McSally, spreading fake news. The so-called age tax, it's actually another Nancy Pelosi lie. News reports call it misleading and say it's, quote, not really a tax. The truth, seniors on Medicare wouldn't pay a single cent more. So why are the Democrats attacking Martha McSally? Because she has the guts to fight their liberal agenda. Martha McSally,
who is not only an Air Force veteran, but the first woman ever to fly a fighter jet in combat in U.S. history. She is terrific. Congresswoman Martha McSally.
A proven conservative leader, McSally fought to defend our country, and now she's fighting to build President Trump's border wall. Defeat the Democrats' lies. On August 28th, vote for conservative Martha McSally for U.S. Senate. Defend Arizona paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Showers, dishes, laundry. What if you find yourself out of hot water? Well, that's where RED Plumbing comes in, and we'll get you back in hot water. RED Plumbing carries a huge selection of high-efficiency water heaters and recirculating systems backed by superior innovation. Gas, electric, or tankless water heaters. RED Plumbing has the right one for you. Give RED Plumbing a call today. 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 241 with Elaine Jordan, one of the many talented local professional writers of Prescott. Elaine has a background as an English teacher, and I assume that comes in very, very handy when you are editing, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So tell me about some of the most glaring errors you see in writers, and also some of the best things you see.
Oh, what a good question. Some of the glaring errors are people's lack of experience from reading, and they don't have a sense of the word on the page. They know what they feel, and they know what they want to say, but they lack a way of presenting it. So it's really, really the very beginnings. If a new writer can just force him or herself to put something on the page, I can work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the best things, well, the best things are when people can tell the truth about who they are and their feelings, and they have not been inhibited.
I'm glad you said they have not been inhibited, because when you were talking about the most glaring error, do you think a part of it is maybe is modesty? They don't really want to expose themselves?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought you were talking about technique and writing technique. But the fear of telling the truth and really expressing what happened in the past to oneself is hard to do, and it takes a kind of courage.
Mm-hmm. And you also have quite a bit of background in Shakespeare. Why are we still learning Shakespeare?
Well, I have the experience I have with Shakespeare has been in the classroom, and in the classroom with Shakespeare is very funny, because kids can't understand what the words mean, and to help them move from, so first of all, getting the gist of what's being said, and then to understand the music of it and the depth of feeling in the words is very, very hard. So I think when I think Shakespeare, I think struggle.
Yeah, and you mentioned it sings. I guess it comes down to flow, but how important is it to teach a writer how to make the story flow?
Mm. Well, that's the case with my writers that I'm presently working with, of mm-hmm. course, to move them to. One way is to read what you've written aloud, to force yourself to hear, and suddenly you can understand where there's a rough spot, and you can move into a more flowing writing.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the Professional Writers Organization.
Professional Writers is a group, a large group of people in Prescott who love writing and come together every month, and they have speakers. The interesting thing is that they are not all professional. These are people who love writing and want to learn to become professional, perhaps, and to gain skill. So anybody can join.
And everyone has a story to tell. It's just
yes.
how they tell it,
oh,
right?
Yes.
When I was taking that screenwriting course, Sid Field, the screen doctor or script doctor, was talking about how a really great screenplay might be the result of a lifetime of a story percolating inside that just has to come out. That's why the movie was so successful. And then the studio says, hey, this thing made $300 million. Do a sequel for us. And all of a sudden, this whole life story you have spent for 2 hours on the screen, you have to essentially repeat. How in the world do you find the muse to do a sequel, or in this case, to do a follow-up to a great book?
Yes. I think I can't answer that. I think it's very, very difficult unless you really go out on a limb and use a lot of imagination, taking the seeds of what you said in the first and running with it. But
speaking of imagination, when you're writing or when you're reading or editing fiction, can you tell if it's organic or if it's all been made up?
Yes, because I'm pretty skilled as an editor. Mm-hmm. And I also can tell if it's copied off the internet.
Oh, boy, that's a biggie, isn't it?
Yeah, it is nowadays. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah, there are in fact, websites you can go to where you can put a passage that you've written or someone else has written, and they'll compare it online. How close is this to plagiarism?
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful to know.
Yeah, yeah. Another great source, and you and I were talking off the air, that years ago when I was reading newspapers and magazines every single day, and all these very skilled writers were dropping classical references into their columns I wasn't picking up on. I got a copy of Benet's Reader's Encyclopedia, B-E-N-E-T, Benet's Reader's Encyclopedia, and all of my questions were answered. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about writers who drop classical references into their current stories?
Some of it is so pretentious and is off-putting. But some of it comes from the very soul of what you're working on. I think that's up to the discernment of the reader to figure out whether we've got a pompous ass doing the work, mm-hmm. or whether that comes from some reality.
You know, I had a writing teacher tell me one time about that very topic. They'd say, you know, sometimes you go to a restaurant, and when it comes time to order dessert, you'll say, is this made here? And because everybody wants it made on the premises, right? And the server will say, actually, we found a professional baker who does it even better, and we thought you deserved the better product. And like you mentioned, with the classical reference, if the classical reference can explain the point better than they can, go with it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So how difficult should writing be?
Writing is difficult. I cannot ever say that writing is easy unless you're just fiddling around and playing. But if you're going to write a serious piece, whether it's a personal essay about yourself or a memoir, a long piece about your life, or a poem or a short story, my goodness, you have to take it seriously, and you have to do many drafts. Mm-hmm. You have to revise. Mm-hmm. Get it down, and then maybe have someone else look at it or read it out loud and do it again.
How tough is it to be concise?
Well, it depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're a talker. Maybe it's hard for you to be concise.
Yeah. True.
Yes.
The reason I ask is I had a teacher, and I've mentioned this on the air a couple times. I had a writing teacher back in college. In fact, it was my journalism course. And he would say, boy, that's a really well-written story. He would tell us, I want you to do a 1,200-word, you know, story. Okay, we'd do it. He'd go, hey, that is really, really well done. Now make it 1,000 words. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'd edit it down, make it 1,000 words. He'd say, this is really good. Now make it 800 words. Mm-hmm. How effective is that kind of exercise?
Oh, I think it's a good exercise. You had a good teacher there. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've never done that, but I wish I had. I think that's wonderful.
How important is it when someone is writing to have a wide and deep depth and breadth knowledge of different topics?
Oh, I think the more experience you have, is that what you mean? Mm-hmm. Experience in life of different, whatever it is. I think it's very important, and but I think someone who's been fairly closeted all his or her life can also, with an imagination, be a good writer.
Mm-hmm. So how does someone, say, like an E.E. Cummings, become so well-read, so widely read?
Oh, I have no idea.
Did somebody, some powerful person back then say, you need to read this and make him famous?
Mm-mm. No, I think he taps into something in the human spirit,
mm-hmm.
and it catches on, and people who are sensitive and who can pick up on that in his writing, and it just snowballs from there.
Mm-hmm. I interviewed a writer a couple of years ago who explained that he, in his books, he never has an index. Now, he writes nonfiction, but he never has an index in the back of the book. I said, why is that? He said, because when my book is on the bookshelf, I don't want somebody looking in the index for one topic, reading that page, and putting it back. I want them to read through the book and maybe get hooked, and they'll buy the book. How effective is that, do you think?
Nah. No, I don't think a publisher would put up with that for a minute nowadays.
Really?
Oh, no. My sister writes nonfiction, serious pieces, and her publishers force her to do an index, and she hates it. It's nothing but grunt work, but it's I think it's a gift to the reader.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, tell us about the current wave of self-publishing.
The current wave of self-publishing is the current wave. It is because publishers are so inundated with so much writing. Actually, the creative writing has just blossomed and burgeoned now that publishers get way too many manuscripts.
Mm-hmm.
So Amazon and others have offered ways that you can publish your own pieces and have them beautifully done. And then sometimes commercial publishers will pick up the book from that self-published. I think self-publishing is the way most of us have to go these days.
Yeah, these days especially. And in 30 seconds, can you tell us about one of the books you've edited?
Oh, yes, I can. I edited Pam Pearsall's Whispers of Truth.
I have it on my desk.
Do you? You should read it. It is, I think, because I edited it. It's a fine book about a life that was very difficult, about a little girl whose throat was slashed by her father, who came to learn to speak, and then she became, as we know, the tax assessor for Yavapai County, and she uncovered a lot of corruption in county government. And so both stories, which are woven together, are wonderful.
And a very difficult book to write for a lot of reasons. Elaine Jordan, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. This is one of the reasons we love to have the professional writers of Prescott on Q&A. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's guests on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world, KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Rodney Glassman. I'm an Eagle Scout, husband, father, a practicing attorney with a PhD in arid land resource sciences, which is basically water. And I'm proud to serve as a major in the United States Air Force JAG Corps Reserve. If you want clean and affordable power and water, and a commissioner who puts ratepayers first, check out my website at rodneyglassman.com. The Corporation Commission is supposed to protect ratepayers by regulating our water and energy companies. Sadly, today's Corporation Commission is all about scandals, FBI investigations, drugs, indictments, and rate increases. Conservatives all over Arizona are saying vote Glassman because I'll restore integrity to the commission. I'm the only candidate with a plan and the real-world experience to ask the tough questions and put ratepayers first. The establishment wants four more years of more of the same. We deserve better. Qualified, conservative, veteran. Vote Rodney Glassman in the Republican primary.
Paid for by Glassman for Corporation Commission.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
The people of Arizona sent a clear message. Illegal immigrants should not be allowed to vote in our elections. But Secretary of State Michelle Reagan didn't listen. Reagan caved to liberal special interests. She agreed to overturn the Arizona law that requires proof of citizenship to vote. That's right. Michelle Reagan made it easier for illegal immigrants to vote in federal elections, putting our elections at risk. The Arizona Republic called it a clear victory for progressives. It's a disgrace. Fortunately, there's a conservative choice for Secretary of State. Republican businessman Steve Gaynor. Lifetime NRA member. Pro-Trump Republican. Steve Gaynor is running for Secretary of State to protect our elections and stop illegal immigrants from voting. Strong conservative leadership. Republican Steve Gaynor for Secretary of State. Paid for by Steve Gaynor for Secretary of State, LLC. Authorized by Steve Gaynor.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, the 24-hour plays at the Prescott Center for the Arts are underway soon. It's the third annual 24-hour plays. The PCA is set for August 24th and 25th. It'll be fast, fun, and done in just 24 hours when six 10-minute plays are cast, written, rehearsed, and performed in only one day's time. Now, the open auditions are August 24th at 7 p.m. on the PCA main stage, and the festival performance follows on August 25th at 7:30, also on the main stage. Local playwrights and directors are teamed. They select their actors who serve as the muses for the plays, written late Friday night and early Saturday morning. Rehearsals for the new plays begin at 8 a.m. Saturday with the final performance before the festival audience that evening at 7:30. Contact PCA at pca-az.net or call 928-445-3286. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro, followed by Talk of a Town Prescott. Join me back here Thursday with Terry Davis from the Humane Society and the mountain gardener himself, Ken Lane. That's Thursday at 2 for Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Arizona News Radio, a major drug bust today in Goodyear. Police spokesperson Lisa Berry says it's the result of a traffic stop last week involving two men.
As a result of that traffic stop, that driver did not have a driver's license, and it was discovered that the backseat passenger was in possession of 2 grams of marijuana. Well-